Good morning. I am reading from Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you join me in prayer? Father, as we come before you, we simply ask that you be in our presence, you be in our midst, and you be the God of gods. For we ask this in your name. Amen. What does the word care mean? I asked that this week when I was studying for this week's sermon time. Paul was talking to the Galatians. And he said, how can you be so confused so quickly when we've given you the keys to the kingdom? I wondered in my own mind, what does that mean to me? The doctor said to me, you know, it probably wouldn't hurt if you lost a little weight. I said, okay. What's the first thing I was hungry for when I left his office? A great big almond Hershey bar. Why is it sometimes when we're told what we're supposed to do, we don't always listen to what it is that we're supposed to do? The scripture talks about knowing the way to the kingdom. The way to the kingdom is through Jesus Christ. There's only one way. Through a relationship with Christ, our Lord. Do we care? Or do we do church out of obligation? I wondered about this as I was getting ready for charge conference next week. Cabo Heights United Methodist last year had 16 families that visited more than four times. We kept one of them. Do we really care? I wonder in our own lives, as long as we're happy, do we care about the world around us? As long as it doesn't affect what I like, do we care about anything else? I looked at this scripture this week, and as I studied it, what Paul was saying to a group of people is, why are you listening to things that are not the truth? Oh, as a minister, it'd be so much easier to be able to say to a person, for every $100 you put in the offering plate, God's going to reward you with 1,000. For every poor person that you feed, you're going to get a gift card for $100 in the mails for every kind thing that you do, you're going to be rewarded with something nicer. I can't do that. I can only simply say that when we lose track of who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ has done for each one of us, we have gone down a path that is no longer correct. Thursday night, I had the opportunity to go to a Gideon's banquet. And some of you are thinking the same things I think about. Ooh, we've sat through some boring Gideon speakers in our lifetime. We've been lucky at Cabo Heights. Bill White's done a good job. The last 2 years, they've been excellent speakers. But as I sat around that pastor's appreciation banquet at the club, one of the things that came up on my mind over and over or where were the younger ministers? Where were the younger Gideons? Who's going to carry the gospel when we become too old to do it? As I was studying for this week, 41% of the population under 40 has absolutely no church affiliation whatsoever. None. They don't object to church. They don't support church. 41%. 30% question as if there's even a God. I can remember when I was 12 and 13, if you said the word atheist, you might as well have slapped your grandmother right in church. You didn't mention the fact that there might not be a God. Now we don't just mention it, we endorse it. 41%. When was the last time one of us in this congregation cared enough? I can use her as an example because we have the similar personality traits. When was the last time one of you asked Molly Cook, is church meeting your needs? Could something be different that could make this a place you want to raise your children in? When was the last time one of us cared enough to ask a person that was 22, is there something we could do different? God forbid that we don't change anything, but we could slip in one faster hymn if you might like it a little better. Do we care? Or do we just want to be satisfied with where we are? And I've wondered this for the last 2 weeks, and I think it's one of the things that's plagued me. Am I afraid of you? The scripture says, are you listening to God or are you listening to people? I wonder if I'm afraid. I worry when we change the words to communion because I know somebody's not going to like it. I worry when I don't stand down in the center because somebody doesn't like it. I worry when we don't do what some of you think we should do. But is what we like showing what we care? Are any of you heartsick over the families that have disappeared, that have slowly slid to other congregations, that tried? 4 Sundays visiting is not just I happen to be in the neighborhood and I'm here for a day. Do we care? 197,000 people watch 2 teams in the state of Alabama every Saturday when they play football. Less than that, attend church on Sunday. Do we really care? Paul says very simply, why have you lost focus of what is the true meaning of what we are to worship? Our goal is to draw others closer to Christ. My question today, very simply, is do you care, or are you just going through the motions? Because when we care, it hurts us when success does not occur. Success in a church is when a spirit springs forth eternal. And not just the senior saints, but all the way down to the bed babies are learning from the time they walk through this door that there's but one God, and that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, that all who believed on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm asking today, very simply, do you really care?